This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Global coronavirus infection and death toll rates continue to creep upward as the United States still leads the world in both instances. In the U.S., the number of deaths approaches 89,000, while the number of confirmed infections is well over 1.4 million. A World Health Organization modeling study warns that nearly a quarter billion people will eventually be infected by the virus. The study also says that 150,000 people in Africa could die if urgent action is not taken. Published in the journal BMJ Global Health, the study projects lower infection rates and deaths in other parts of the world, such as Europe and the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday that his administration is considering proposals pertaining to the World Health Organization. One proposal would see the U.S. pay the WHO 10% of what it used to contribute before Trump suspended contributions on April 14th. The president accused it of promoting China's quote-unquote disinformation about the outbreak. In Spain, the daily COVID-19 death toll dropped under 100 for the first time since the lockdown began in mid-March. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said that his government will seek a final four-week extension to its state of emergency as daily deaths from the coronavirus reached a near eight-week low. Less than a week after full lockdown measures were lifted, the Greek government reopened public beaches Saturday under strict social distancing rules. The government is thinking about reopening restaurants and bars on May 25th. Italy will also begin opening up this week, and tourists will be allowed into the country beginning on June 3rd. This is VOA News. A suicide bombing in central Somalia has killed a regional governor and at least four others on Sunday. VOA Somali has learned the governor of the Mudug region, Ahmed Mousseh Nur, was killed along with multiple bodyguards and others traveling with him. A civilian bystander was also killed. Mayor Saheed Mohamud Ali tells VOA the explosion happened after a suicide bomber driving a rickshaw rammed into the governor's vehicle in the town of Galkayo. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for the attack. 20 civilians were killed in an overnight raid on a village in northeast Congo Sunday. It's the latest incident after a surge of ethnic violence that has forced 200,000 people from their homes the last 2 months. The fighters were from the Cooperative for the Development of the Congo Militia Group, part of the Lendu ethnic group. Local and army authorities said they attacked the village in Ituri province with machetes, then fled after United Nations peacekeepers arrived. Protests led to clashes between Albanian police and demonstrators on Sunday. Demolition of the country's national theater in the capital Tirana sparked the protests and led to 40 people being detained. Police pulled a group of protesting artists away from the building before heavy machinery pulled the structure down. Artists and activists have been protesting the plan to demolish the World War II era building for 2 years, rejecting Socialist Prime Minister Idi Rama's plans to build a new one. Protesters accused him of corrupt practices. Wuhan health officials say the city conducted 222,000 nucleic acid tests on Saturday. The Chinese city, where the new coronavirus outbreak originated, kicked off a campaign on Friday to look for asymptomatic carriers of the virus. Health officials say the amount of people tested on Saturday doubled from the day prior. China and South Korea are said to have consulted Japan about easing border controls on business travelers to help revive business activities. The idea, already implemented between South Korea and China, would allow a fast-track entry of business people if they test negative for the new coronavirus before departure and after arrival. But Tokyo is cautious about relaxing border controls at this point due to fears of another spike in infections, as well as lack of test kits for travelers, according to a report. We have more stories for you on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.